have around 3.4 million kids living with HIV in the world. And to date, less than 25% of these children have access to medicine. What we're trying to do in this initiative is to accelerate both the development and the delivery of the appropriate formulations for children living with HIV. And when I say appropriate formulations, the issue here is that we need special formulations and special fixed dose combinations for children. These are indicated by the World Health Organization, and these formulations are the ones which we will focus on in getting developed and getting them distributed out there to the kids that need them.
How do you go about in getting this type of treatment accelerated?
There are several steps in this process. The first of these is that we need to share the intellectual property that is out there in order that others can develop and then subsequently manufacture the medicines. The second step is to ensure the development of these products. This will take place through specialized development agencies, often private-public partnerships or special clinical developers. The third step will be manufacturing, which will take place either by the originator companies or by bringing in generic companies. And the fourth step is the purchase and distribution of the formulations to the children in need through treatment programs in the specific countries. But key to this has been the participation of the pharmaceutical companies, which significantly, and this is why partly we're here, are American companies. And to date, we have already been able to have pediatric agreements with Gilead, BMS, and ViiV.
One of the most important developments regarding HIV treatment, as you all have noted, is the fixed dose combination. How is this a better form of treatment for children?
Fixed dose combinations are combinations of existing products which are formulated together, which increase the efficiency of the product, and also, very importantly, in the issue of children and in limited resource settings, adherence. The issue goes a little bit more than that in the case of children, because what we have to ensure is that you have formulations, for example, whether granules or crystals, which are developed in order that the children can take them easily and that the taste is pleasant enough in order for them to take the medicine. So we have situations in which we have, you know, children below the age of six taking tablets which are completely hard to swallow, can contain alcohol, are totally unpalatable, and obviously there is a very high chance that in other cases you will be having children taking large number of pills, such as 9 pills twice a day, which again is very difficult to administer. Obviously the kids don't like taking it. So the whole concept here is to make the appropriate medicine, both for efficacy and both for adherence.
What is the significance of your launching this new initiative here in Washington, D.C.?
It's very important for us that we launch this initiative today in Washington because from two angles, the United States has played a very important role. In the first case, of course, is the companies themselves who are critical in ensuring that this initiative goes through by sharing their intellectual property. The second, of course, is that the United States has played a pivotal role through PEPFAR and global funding for the purchase of HIV products in general, but also pediatric products. So both from a commercial standpoint and from a governmental standpoint, the role of the U.S. is key for the success of this initiative. Of course, its impact will be in developing countries and particularly in sub-Saharan Africa.